Good morning, old friends.
Sir, where's your beard?
Where's your beard?
Where's my beard?
Did you shave?
Your beard is troubling.
Today is National No Beard Day.
Now shave his beard off.
Shave your face, so we're getting rid of the beard.
Happy No Beard Day.
We're going to make fun of you until you shave the beard.
Then get ready.
Get ready for adventure.
Okay.
Showtime.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and I can't grow one. Beard free, I can't make that happen even if I wanted to, and I'm okay with that. Let's start the day off. Let's start the show off with a correction. Not my mistake, though I make plenty of those. This is a sports mistake, an NFL mistake. A mistake broadcasters make twice a year, nearly every year, and twice a year, nearly every year, I correct them. I'm right, and I'm not going to give it up till they admit it. Hey, NFL, fix this.
There is nothing Prospector likes more than to kill a misconception. Time for Your Whole Life is a Lie.
Many people believe the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears is the NFL's oldest rivalry. The truth? It's not even the second oldest. Twice a season, most every NFL season, some yambag announcer tells you how the Bears and the Packers is the NFL's oldest rivalry. Except it's not. Not only is the Bears-Packers not the oldest rivalry in the league, it's not even the second oldest. The Bears and Packers first played on November 27, 1921, back when the Bears were known as the Chicago Staleys. But the oldest rivalry in the NFL goes back to 1920, when the Staleys played the then Chicago, now Arizona Cardinals, making the Bears Cards the league's oldest rivalry. Number two is the Packers and the aforementioned Cardinals, playing their first game exactly 1 week before the Bears and Packers first played, making the Bears-Packers the third oldest rivalry in the NFL. In fact, the Bears-Packers rivalry isn't even the most continually played either, because they didn't play in the strike-shortened 1982 season. That honor goes to the Packers-Lions rivalry. So, if you believe the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears is the oldest rivalry in the NFL,
your whole life is a lie. A Northeast PA institution.
This is actually should be in an institution.
We'll get that right. Prospector on Rock 107.
It's time for a little fun on the phones. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. And a few weeks ago, I called an airline reservation line, and I kept mumbling my confirmation number. Well, I thought it was time to bring Mumble Mouth back. This time, we're calling an auto parts store for a taillight assembly, part number... It's another Prospector prank call on Rock 107.
This is Gil speaking.
Yeah, hi, Gil. This is Rick. I need to get a part for a taillight assembly. Do you guys...
Sorry. What was that?
Yeah, I need to see if you have a taillight assembly for my 2013 Bahamada. Do you guys carry that?
I'm sorry, sir. You were, like, cutting out for a second. I didn't catch that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 2013. I need to get a taillight assembly for my 2013 Bahamada.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't quite get it. Can you just give me the make and the model of the car?
Yeah, it's a 2013. It's an Audi blah.
Okay. Look, here's what we'll do. I'll just read off some models, and you tell me which one you have.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
I have an Audi TT, Audi A4, Audi A6, A7. Any of these models?
Yeah, you got it. Do you guys have the taillight assembly for that?
Yes, but for which model?
The one that you just read.
Okay, I just read like six models. Do you know which one they were?
Oh, gosh. Could you go over again? I'm sorry, man.
I got the TT, the A4, A6, A7.
Okay. How about this? Let's just make it simple. I have the part number. Would that help?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fine.
All right, great. You ready?
Yes.
It's SEM 243.
Here we are again. Look, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if the phone's cutting out or something, but I'm not getting it.
All right, let me just repeat the number. SEM, okay. You got that, right?
Yeah.
24.
Right.
454. Dash 8721. Blah, 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 blah.
See, it's not. It's happening again.
I'm sorry. What's happening?
I don't know if your phone's cutting out, a bad signal, or what.
So how much did you get? Read me what you got.
You know what, sir? Maybe if you could just bring the part down here and we can
see. That's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to find out. If you guys had the part or not. I don't want to come down there. That's why I'm trying to read you the number.
I'm trying to help you out. If you made it's I'm having trouble on the phone speaking with you.
Okay, well, I couldn't be saying it more clearly.
I understand.
S-E-M. 215455.
It's not working. It's not happening. I think it's best if you just bring the part down here and we can settle this.
Okay, okay. All right, all right. That's what I'm trying to avoid, okay? Like, what if I get down there and you don't have the part?
See, something's wrong. Look, I don't know if it's the phone line or what. If you're not speaking correctly, clearly.
Well, I'm speaking correct. I am. I'm speaking correctly. I know from my end, I can hear it fine, so I don't know.
Look, you don't have to yell at me.
I'm not yelling at you, all right?
You don't have to raise your voice, sir. I'm here to help you.
Well, you certainly can hear, but...
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're mumbling. You're I don't know something. Is this a joke?
You know what? It kind of is. It's a prank call. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can hear that fine. Who is it?
It's Prospector. It's a Prospector prank call. It's not real.
Man, I'm over here thinking somebody trying to get a part, and I'm just totally confused. Like,
is that, you know?
In the beginning, I thought you were mumbling, and then I don't know if the phone was messed up or what. That was a good one. That was a good one, man. That was good.
Breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs. On Rock 107.
The Jacksonville Jaguars won their first game of the season yesterday, beating the Miami Dolphins 23-20. It was a nice change to see head coach Urban Meyer on camera using his hand to high-five players instead of using it to explore a young woman's backside. Did you know there are plenty of famous horror movie locations you can visit throughout the United States, like the stairs from The Exorcist, the Myers house from Halloween, and every single location where Cats was filmed? Motley Crue singer Vince Neil broke his ribs after falling off stage during a solo concert. He was so upset because he hadn't finished eating them yet.
Prospector ruins everything, even the news. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107. Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
An 11-year-old in Arkansas named Alan Ballitz just won Best Mullet in an annual contest through MulletChamp.com, and he donated all of his prize money to charity. Yeah, Alan and his sister were both foster kids before they got adopted 6 years ago, so he donated the entire $2,500 grand prize to two foster care organizations in Arkansas. Now other people have donated thousands more in Alan's name.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 106.
At first, I thought I just loved fall like everyone else. But then one day, I let my daughter walk home in the pouring rain. I could have been on time, but I stopped for another pumpkin spice latte.
We were having dinner with friends. And I got blackout drunk on pumpkin ale. My wife told me that I tried to romance a bowl of pumpkin risotto. She'll never unsee that.
These are real stories from real addicts. That's why we at Pfizer have stopped working on COVID to develop the Pumpkin Patch, a convenient, discreet, wearable step-down treatment to stop the cravings threatening pumpkin addicts and their families. Good people with a bad habit who just needed a little help to get their lives back.
I'm not late for the bus anymore.
We're starting to use our real names again, and it feels pretty good.
The Pumpkin Patch is not covered by insurance, but at $9.50, it's still cheaper than a latte. The Pumpkin Patch from Pfizer. We're more than just COVID and boners.
I might be obsessed. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. I've always dug construction toys, Legos, Rector sets, Lincoln Logs. I love architectural models. One of my favorite toys, Kenner's girder and panel building sets. I was all about them, trying to build huge towers or crazy bridges. In fact, I still play with bridge simulators on my iPad, and I spent years looking on eBay for a set of girder and panel stuff that I could use, buildings, bridges, whatever, and I actually found one. I found a girder and panel bridge set. I bought it on eBay. I got it the other day. I can't wait to set it up in the living room and drive my wife crazy with it. But what was your favorite toy from childhood?
That's what I'm asking today. Guy says G.I. Joe stuff was what I liked. John on the Rock Lines, what do you got?
Yeah, Prospector.
Yo.
Joe was a great toy when I was a kid, man. Really missed them. Tinker Toys and Erector Sets.
I remember Tinker Toys and Erector Sets.
Yeah, they were great stuff.
I never really played with Tinker Toys, but I had an Erector Set.
Yeah, I tried to build a crane a lot of times, but it never turned out.
Yeah, I could never get them working. I hated all the people who could. It bothered me. Got one on open mic from the Rock 107 app right here to the Rock 107 studio. What toy were you all about from your youth?
Oh, little cars like Matchbox or Hot Wheels, the tiniest ones. I was completely obsessed with them. I remember my mom was really mad at me sometimes because I had the floors and the tables all scratched with the cars. Oh, amazing. Times.
Matchbox, Hot Wheels, things like that. I think the Matchbox were better quality, in my opinion. That's from Open Mic. I love the fact that people all over the world can listen online and get at us at the Rock 107 app from their iPhones or Android. Alex says, I kind of did the Whammo deal, especially the Whizzer. Dana, my favorite was Care Bears and Pound Puppies. Mary, on the Rock Lines, your favorite toy as a kid?
Yeah, you were asking about toys from your childhood?
Sure.
Yeah. I still got my Slinky and my Kaleidoscope, but what I really miss is my Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, did you ever make good stuff with that?
Oh, well, I miss the flavor. You know, everything had that flavor you just can't recapture.
That I was cooked with a hot light bulb flavor?
Yes. So I miss that.
I'm not sure that's a flavor that I would want to miss, but okay. Patricia checking in on Facebook says, my favorite toy, Big Wheel. Remember the cool brake lever and would cause that whole thing to slide out from you? Yeah, I dug that on the Big Wheel. Kevin says, I would pick Green Army Men. An incredibly versatile toy there as well. Kathy from Scranton on the Rock Lines, your favorite toy, Rock 107.
The Weeble Wobble?
As in Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down?
You got it.
Rock 107.
My favorite toy was a doll called Baby Thumbelina.
Baby Thumbelina?
Yeah, you never heard of it?
I've never heard of it, but I didn't play, other than like, you know, the G.I. Joe thing, I didn't play with a ton of dolls, so.
She sang and her head moved and her eyes opened and closed.
It wasn't teeny tiny like a thumb because you'd lose it, right?
No, it wasn't like a Thumbelina. That's just what the doll was called.
All right. I started thinking when I was talking about G.I. Joe, Evel Knievel. I had an Evel Knievel action figure because we didn't call them dolls for boys. They were action figures. It was a doll. I had an Evel Knievel doll that you had a motorcycle with. You'd wind it up and it would pop a wheelie. That might be my second favorite toy of all.
What's a yam bag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yam Bag of the Week, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Here are the nominees. Nominee number one.
If the makers of Grand Theft Auto game are looking for some content, this is something they can consider. A man in Rhode Island named Charles Kendrick was up at 2 a.m. last Wednesday playing GTA. Oh, he was naked at the time for some reason. He heard a grinding sound outside, like something was being cut. And he went out to investigate. That's when he saw someone under his car stealing his catalytic converter. Charles confronted the thief and they fought. The thief eventually got away with the catalytic converter, but Charles got the guy's phone and has since given it to police. As far as I know, the thief hasn't been caught. Charles said, I don't think he was expecting to get nabbed, and he definitely wasn't expecting to get caught by somebody naked.
Nominee number two.
A lot of stupid criminals will make one very stupid decision. Others employ kind of a Swiss Army knife of stupidity, and that's the case here. Three carjackers attempted to steal a car in Virginia last Tuesday. Their first interesting decision was attempting the theft outside of a gym. One of the thieves was able to get the keys from the owner, but the owner was trained in MMA and he fought back. The guy who grabbed the keys got inside the car, but he couldn't do anything because it was a manual transmission and he didn't know how to drive a stick. So all three carjackers retreated to their own car and drove off. It wasn't long before police were on their tail, and they decided to lead the cops on a high-speed chase. Eventually, they pulled over and ran into the woods. The cops were catching up with them and yelled at the guys to stop, or they'd unleash the canine unit. Two men gave themselves up. The third tried to run. He didn't make it 50 yards before the dog dragged him down. All three have been hit with an array of charges.
And the winner is...
the three carjackers that were thwarted by the MMA fighter, a manual transmission, and a canine officer. You guys are the yam bags of the day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings right here on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.